Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. This is the hour you've all been waiting for. But before we get to it, I do have to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden. Thank you, Matt. Hunter Biden has been causing a little bit of a headache for Jen Psaki and for the Biden administration. And for, you know, a lot of people around the world. But this art situation is becoming more and more comical. So first they say, listen, the artiste known as Hunter Biden, he is going to sell his art because, of course, he needs to make money. You know, he deserves to have a career like any child of a president. That's what Jen Psaki said at one point. Any child. How old is he, Jared? 51, maybe?
Somewhere around there. Yeah, he was born in the early 70s.
So he's trying to have this career where he blows ink through a metal straw and creates concentric circles on canvas. Some people have said it looks like hotel art. Other people think it's worth $500,000. This one guy in particular who owns a gallery in New York is really amped about having Hunter's work. It's almost, you know, he must think that a lot of potential buyers are out there. Maybe even, you know, buyers from other countries would be interested in this art. Either way, it creates a little bit of an issue for the Biden administration. And even like Obama's old ethics officer was saying, this could be a disaster. You know, you got to rein this in. So what they decided was a foolproof plan. You know, there was no reason to doubt this was going to work. Hunter was going to give his artwork to the gallery and they were going to sell it to potential buyers. And all of the buyers would be kept secret. We would never know their names. They would be anonymous. And that way, it couldn't be a pay-for-play type situation because Hunter wouldn't even know who the buyers are. What could possibly go wrong? There's nothing that leaves any doubt or any possibility for corruption. It's a perfect plan. But then there was a little hitch. Then it came out in the New York Post that Hunter actually plans on going to a gallery debutante type thing where he walks around and his artwork is shown off. And the gallery was very happy about this. One of the women there, I think Robin was her name, was talking about, oh yeah, this is, you know, what you do. It's, you know, your debut and all this stuff. So that kind of confused people because they're like, wait a second, just a couple of days ago, we were told that he was never going to know who's buying his artwork. And now he's going to be mingling with them in a gallery. And Jen Psaki tried to answer it yesterday, and it wasn't even really worth playing. It was just her typical BS. But her answer today does make me laugh because this reporter, whoever she is, and good for her, kept coming back with more questions about the artwork. Let's play it.
Hunter Biden, you confirmed yesterday that he will be meeting with prospective buyers, but you also said that he's not going to have any conversation.
Not that he's meeting with prospective buyers, that he is attending gallery events that had been prior planned and announced.
There could be prospective buyers there.
He's not, those discussions will be happening with the galleries, but that is different than meeting with prospective buyers.
If there are prospective buyers there, you said yesterday that he is not going to have any conversations related to the selling of art. How can the administration guarantee that?
The selling of his art will all happen through the galleries, and the names and individuals will be kept confidential. We will not be aware, neither will he be aware.
Is there anything stopping anyone from directly telling, though, Hunter Biden that they're going to purchase his art? And if they do, the American people won't know who they are.
He will not know. We will not know who purchases his art.
This is just word gymnastics. She's just hoping that she can confuse this reporter enough with non-answers that the woman will stop asking questions. She's just parsing her words. I mean, she should really consult with Dr. Fauci, and they could meet. And then next time Dr. Fauci meets with Dr. Rand Paul, he will own him on gain of function. Because her word gymnastics makes Dr. Fauci look like an amateur. He will not know. We will not know. And I love how the woman says, you know, is there any way? No, of course there's not. Of course there's not. They're hacks. This is what they do. Jen Psaki's basically telling you that. It's unspoken. Hunter Biden is corrupt. And this is what a corrupt person does. And I find it amazing. Like, this guy is running so many different rackets at once. I know I talk about this a lot, but I should ask Howie about this when I have him in for the crossover. It's kind of impressive. You know, he's an ambitious dude.
Well, he is the smartest guy Joe Biden knows.
Right when I think, all right, locomotive expert, author, on the late night talk shows, painter, businessman extraordinaire. Then I found out he's trying to unionize dancers or prostitutes, or I don't know. Union man. I mean, it's just, his plate is so full. You know, that's the only thing I'm worried about. His plate is so damn full. When does he get a vacation, Jared? When does he get some time off to decompress?
He has certainly earned it.
He really has. Those concentric circles don't blow themselves.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. $500,000 for a painting that, I'm going to say it, I think I could make. We should do that. That would be really fun. I will go down to the little supply store. I'll get two canvases. And Howie and I will see who can come up with the best Hunter Biden-esque art.
I'll score some street Parmesan cheese for you guys, too.
Make it a party. Make it a party. Okay, moving on from Hunter. That was fun, though. I enjoyed that. I do want to talk about the snitch line. But before I talk about that, I want to give you a little update. So the snitch line is a line you can call up and you can, you know, tell people your greatest fears. There's a woman without a mask near my mailbox walking her dog. Things of that nature. But I should let you know that ex-MassHealth employee, sues after being fired for personal Facebook posts. This is something you see all the time. You know, someone says something that big tech or the progressive left or the woke social justice warriors do not agree with, and so their lives are destroyed. Welcome to America in 2021. But this is interesting in particular with this Karen segment and with these snitch line requests, because this woman was essentially complaining about the snitch line and she got fired. We will get into this on the other side. We will take your call. So how Crazy Karen works, we'll play all the music and all that good stuff on the other side. But how Crazy Karen works is if you've had an interaction with a Crazy Karen in the last week, maybe the last month, and you want to share it, I encourage you to call in. And I always try to make this very clear to people. Do not feel like this has to be COVID-oriented. I know that COVID really brought out the Karens to, you know, they were brought to new heights with this COVID. But Karens are everywhere, you know, and they're not restricted to COVID. They have complaints about everything. I noticed a lot of times parking lots bring out a lot of Karens. People don't like the way you park. It's anyone who gets in your business. It doesn't have to be a woman. It can be a man. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to that. And I'm going to tell you about this story about Denise Foley on the other side. Howie gave me this. And I think it's the perfect intro to today's Crazy Karen news. Now, before we get to that, Eden Pure is extending the Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack offer for 1 week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. It's great to get the 3-pack because you can have one in your car like Jared. You can have one in your kitchen like me. And you can also keep one in your basement like Taylor does. I mean, these products can be used everywhere. And all for different reasons. Jared, you like to keep one in your car for allergies.
Yes, because, again, I've said it, you know, Nothing against the people who are doing their work, but the weeds along 95 are awful. And the past couple days have been great. So I've had my windows open and it's just been pollen everywhere. But I just plug the Eden Pure Thunderstorm into the car. It comes with a cable. Just plug it into my USB port. I turn it on and it creates that super oxygen in the car. So I'm riding easy, as somebody might say.
And not only does it really work, as Jared just pointed out, it works in hours. I would say even less than hours.
It's in certain spaces for me, like the car, it's worked in minutes.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light, you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. So this is what you want to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. The 3-pack special ends this week. We will be back, 844-500-4242. We will take your crazy Karen stories. I have a stack of snitch line complaints, all local. I think you're really going to enjoy them. We have Karens in the restaurants, Karens in the park, Karens at the school, Karens in the neighborhood. They're everywhere. You can't escape them. No joke. And also, we'll be talking about Denise Foley. A lot to get to. And then we have some other stories, too, that I think you guys will enjoy. Some fun Friday stories to end the week. We will be right back. Do not go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
A lot of old bad takes from Democrats are resurfacing right now as they, you know, claim that Republicans are the anti-vaxxers. One of them is from Chris Hayes from MSNBC. This was from March 3rd, 2020, he said, Trump's obsession / focus on a vaccine is nuts. It is totally immaterial to the short-term challenges, which are substantial. So Glenn Greenwald, whoever knows is my favorite journalist, said, when you devote the entirety of your worldview and work to opposing a single man, it can take you to some very bizarre and even dark places. Chris Hayes thought it would be smart to respond to this. And he said, hundreds of thousands of people died between the tweet below and the first shots in arms. Talking about vaccines on March 3rd was insane because it had nothing to do with the very immediate catastrophe. You don't want to go toe-to-toe with Glenn. That's a tip I'm going to give everyone right now. He said it was clear from the start that a vaccine was the only way out of the pandemic. Democrats mocked Trump for saying there'd be one in 2020. Kamala Harris told people not to trust it if it came. It came. His obsession on a vaccine was far from insane. It was one of the better things he did. So obvious that no reasonable person could disagree with this. That's why I say that if you devote your entire worldview and all it consists of is nothing but orange fascist bad, just everything in your life focused on one individual man, you will be blind and or dishonest. I've said that a lot because the problem with basing your entire political worldview off of one person is that person, as much as you hate them, is bound to be right on a few things once in a while. And the unique thing about Donald Trump was that he wasn't stubborn in his views, really. You know, if he saw something turning or if he had someone say to him, listen, we're going about this the wrong way. If he heard something, if someone said, oh, Trump hasn't made any comments about this, he would see it on TV and he'd come out that day and make a comment on it. So he was very quick to kind of course correct on certain issues. So that made the left look even more foolish, because when he would kind of come around to their side on something, they would have to flip the other way. And he really put them in a bind. And every single thing that happens now that Trump's out of office shows how painfully hypocritical these people are. And I have to say, as much as I hate that he's not president, it is a beautiful thing to see how right he was about all of these people, these serious people, as Jonathan Carl likes to call them. All right, now, it's poll question time. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question? And then we'll play the montage before we give the results.
What is your favorite Joe Biden assurance? Honestly, I'm serious. Not a joke. That's not hyperbole. I mean it. I'm being deadly earnest. I'm not being facetious.
Deadly earnest. That takes the cake for me.
Deadly earnest, polling at 8%, still in the lead, not a joke, at 42%.
Not a joke.
All right, now we should tell people before we play this montage, this is all from the town hall. This is not a compilation of every time he's made one of these stupid qualifying remarks or these bad tics that he has during his speech. This is from One Night with Don Lemon. That sounds like a song, from One Night with Don Lemon. No, this is from, I think, an hour and a few minutes. Let's listen.
No, I really mean it. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I'm not being solicitous.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
Oh, I'm not being facetious.
No, I mean it. I'm serious.
Not a joke.
No, I really mean it. I'm
not a joke.
No, I'm being deadly earnest.
Not a joke.
No, I really mean it.
Not a joke.
No, I really mean it.
I'm not being facetious.
I really mean it.
No, I really mean it.
I'm not being facetious.
I really mean it.
No, I'm serious.
I genuinely mean it.
I'm being deadly earnest.
I mean, everybody thought I was a little nuts.
He's being deadly earnest. That entire thing was such a disaster. I have to assume, Jared, I have to assume that is the last time we are going to hear from Joe Biden as far as a town hall is concerned, right? He can't do another one.
Just when you think he's out, he'll come back.
I know.
Because you know Joe's got that personality. It's like, no, I can do it. I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna do it better.
No, you're right. And he can't be stopped. I mean, it's like the ego that he has, that he thinks he can still do this, that's his downfall, you know? He wants to answer the questions. Now before we go to Crazy Karen, which we're gonna do at 2:30, I know I keep teasing it, but I wanna give it enough time. I do wanna play a couple of these sound cuts before we run out of time here. Jared, Dr. Jill has finally arrived at the Olympics.
Well, she hasn't been at the Olympics yet. She's going there, but this was...
So that was fake news. Where was she then?
I think she was in some room somewhere. Or has she already been there? I don't know.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You follow the Olympics more closely than I do. I honestly thought it was towards the end of the Olympics, and then I turned on my computer today, and it turns out it's starting today?
Yes, the opening ceremonies are tonight.
Came as a huge shock to me, because what have we been doing this time? I guess it's pre-trials. A lot of pre-trials. Yeah. But Dr. Jill is going to go instead of Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a very tight schedule. He's jam-packed with ice cream stops and dog walks and Mario Kart. You know,
he's not sucking the blood of children.
Thank you. We can't say that enough, right, Joe? And so Dr. Jill's going in his place, and this is how Jared labeled this, and let's see if it lives up to it. He says, cringeworthy Dr. Jill with Team USA athletes. When I read cringeworthy, I expect it to actually be cringeworthy. So let's see. Cut 50.
Dr. Biden, Allison Schmidt, who is a four-time Olympian, an amazing swimmer in her own right, an eight-time medalist, and most importantly, perhaps someone who has pushed me in my leadership to continue to work towards supporting mental health for athletes, an advocate of reducing the stigma, a very brave woman, and an amazing athlete, Allison Schmidt.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm ecstatic to meet you, and I think it's an even bigger honor that you're not just FLOTUS, but you're Dr. Jill Biden. So happy to talk to you, and thank you for giving time. I'm excited to represent Team USA, and swimming starts tomorrow, so we're excited to go, and after watching the opening ceremonies tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm so looking forward to watching you compete, and as a teacher, I think what you're doing is so important in the area of mental health, because I know that a lot of the students, as they return back to school...
Hold on. What is the... Who watches this? Is this on some sort of television show?
This was one of the White House YouTube channel
I don't know if
things.
I would say cringeworthy. I would say painfully boring.
Well, just so she's like, oh, I'm so excited. You're not just FLOTUS, you're also a doctor.
We can't forget that she's Dr. Jill. And actually, to that Olympic athlete, don't forget, she's a Surgeon General, just as Whoopi Goldberg. Guys, when we get back, we got Crazy Karen. You're not going to believe this story about Denise Foley. It's all on the other side. We've been waiting for it. It's time. 2:30. Crazy Karen.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Hit it, Jared. It's time for Crazy.
Her name could be Gina or Beth. She just wants a latte.
I'm putting you on citizen's arrest
right now.
Are
you serious? For what?
But with a slight inconvenience, she grows angry and outraged.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company.
And a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Hey, I have seen you around this neighborhood too many times. This is ridiculous.
She becomes the Crazy Karen.
You being a bitch is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
Ma'am, I'm trying to...
All right, to start off this Crazy Karen Friday, and of course, you're always welcome to text in 63566, start your text with the word curly, but more importantly, call in 844-500-4242 and share with us your Crazy Karen story. We'd love to hear it. We'd like to hear what's going on out there in the real world. But I want to start with a story that actually happened in a Facebook group that's dedicated to my hometown, Milton, Massachusetts. Now, this is interesting. A former MassHealth employee is suing the agency after she was fired for posting in a private Facebook group that she opposes reporting people who do not wear masks to law enforcement authorities. Denise Foley has filed a lawsuit, I hope she wins, against MassHealth for wrongful termination and violating her free speech rights. Now, if I were to summarize this, I would say, woman gets in trouble for not being a Karen. Karens are upset that woman won't go along with Karen lifestyle. Because all this woman did was voice her opinion. And her opinion, P.S., spoiler alert, is incredibly sane. She has not lost her mind to the COVID cult. She is not drinking the Kool-Aid. And therefore, she got fired from her job. And then people say, why don't people stand up anymore and talk about their politics? Why is everyone so, keeps talking about this cancel culture? What is everyone so afraid of? It's not real. It's real to Denise Foley, let me tell you. All right. Now let's actually go through what she posted. On December 3rd, 2020, a Milton Facebook group member, Tommy Walsh, made a posting in the group stating, anybody hear of the Milton Betterment League? I got a notice stuffed in my mailbox today from that group. Use the phrase, see something, say something, about turning in neighbors who aren't wearing masks. Seems a little crazy to call the cops on someone not wearing a mask. Now, Foley posted a reply, and she compared this to, it sounds like, now, again, I'm not saying this is a good comparison. People have made this comparison a lot. Politicians have gotten in trouble for it. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe, and the woman from the Disney, the Star Wars, Gina Carano.
Carano.
She lost her job as well. So this is a common analogy that tends to go wrong for people. But Foley said it sounds like what the Nazis did in Germany. She said, wow, in my opinion, calling the authorities on your neighbors for not wearing a mask is the same. Then she makes the comparison to Germany. She said, it's bad enough that I see in the police reports people calling in to report their neighbors are having parties and that a group of kids is gathering. Now there are those encouraging people to call on people not wearing masks. Don't you get it? Don't you see what people are encouraging? How dare anyone try to take away my rights? I have the right not to wear a mask if I don't want to. I have the right to gather with friends and family if I want to. If that's a problem for you or anyone else, report me. This is when the narrator's voice comes in. They did. They did report Denise. And I'm not making... I am joking around about it, but I hope, I am Team Denise. I hope that she wins this suit. That is so wrong. She posted on a private Facebook group something that's not really unreasonable. She just disagrees with it. And she loses her job? It is absolutely despicable. Karens have taken over. And trust me, if you threaten them to report you, they will. Don't threaten them with a good time. They are ready to go. They have their double-clicking report. Craziness. Now, this is the part of the show I've been waiting for all day. So Howie's one of those guys. He's one of those seizing, hammering, weaponizing Republicans who files onerous FOIA requests. And I always try to tell him, stop doing that. You're being such a pain. You're pouncing on these Democrats and on these Karens. But he did it again. So he requested from the snitch line to get the COVID safe practices concerns. Now, there are a few different concerns you get in this situation. You get people who are complaining about, which I understand these ones. There are people who complain and say, you know, listen, this establishment is not allowing people to take off their masks, even though the CDC guidance now says we can. They're not following the science now that it's letting up. But for the most part, I would say 90% are people ratting out other people who they don't think are obeying the rules of the COVID cult. You know, they don't think that you really love Dr. Fauci. You know, they can see it in your eyes. You're not a true believer in Dr. Fauci. And so they'll call up or they'll write in these concerns, and we're going to read some of them. And you can really feel the fear in some of these messages. They're chilling. It's like a horror movie almost. So let's get to it. This is the first one. The workers inside Burger King were not wearing their face masks. Not even the people preparing our food. Caller states a large gathering at a highway rest stop in Chelmsford. No hand sanitizer available, no soap, and the porta potty is overflowing. So people are moving bowels in the woods. People gathering at the rest stop. That could be a problem. At Kennedy Middle School, students are being instructed to cut holes in their masks for indoor band practice. This procedure is prohibited by the CDC guidelines and common sense. This creates an unsafe working and learning environment for teachers and students. After multiple parent complaints, they are unwilling to make reasonable accommodations or end this non-CDC compliant policy. So that's a good one. That's a good complaint. But I just had to read it because the idea of people like playing the tuba with the hole in their mask makes me laugh. Okay, back to the serious stuff. The Men's Softball League has started the season and is allowing large gatherings after the game. No protection and close contact, including sitting around the parking lot all hours of the night, drinking alcoholic beverages. All of this takes place in the same parking lot as Little Leaguers play and parents park their car.
Were the Little Leaguers there at the time? At all hours of the night?
I think there's
That's my only question.
I think there's a limit on how much these people can write, because I have a feeling if they could, they'd write more. There must be like, there must be 150 keyword limit. This place is definitely not following the proper COVID safety guidelines when it comes to masks inside the bar. People should not be walking to the bar without masks and ordering drinks where there is no barrier between the bartender and the customer. The place is also dirty, and my friends and I would never walk back into that place. The owner will try and play dumb when you confront her about the mask situation. This is from the TD Garden. Masks are required at the TD Garden, but very few were wearing them during the Bruins and Celtics games. Who is responsible for enforcing these guidelines? Masks are not being worn in the office. The concern has been raised many times, and the last thing I was told was that employees should report concerns to the ethics hotline. I don't feel comfortable doing that for fear of retaliation. I feel unsafe being at the office, and nothing is being done to correct this massive issue. Please help. Actually, let me read you that one. Please help! Oh, this is a good one. We gotta start it up again. I need my backdrop. There was a wedding on May 8th, 2021, where the indoor mask mandate was not enforced. I don't think a single person was wearing a mask. And it was a fairly large wedding with people of all ages and from both Massachusetts and out of state. Ongoing overcapacity, not following the guidelines. The owner, Chris, thinks he can do whatever he wants. Go see his Instagram and see how blatant he is. Not 6 feet apart. He claims he is paying off everyone. I'm not going to say the name of the company. It's a big company where you can grocery shop. Many customers at this store do not wear face masks. The employees and management do not enforce the masks. It is an unsafe environment to shop in and to work in. I hope something can be done about this. Thank you. The cafe didn't reject capacity limits, social distancing, face covering usage, among others. They sat a group of 12 in front of my 16-year-old child. After I mentioned it, they ignored it. I'm sure the 16-year-old's like, Mom, please, shut up. Workers in the restaurant had face masks pulled down, so faces were not covered. This is a company. Does not enforce the wearing of masks. Customers and employees don't wear masks inside the store. Multiple employees have contracted COVID, yet they continue to treat this like a joke. That's all I got. But wow. And I didn't even use, Howie has way more. I just used the ones I thought I could throw my, you know, theater major background into. But there's a ton more. I mean, Jared, I know I'm saying this almost every day now, but I'm going to say it again. What is the number one rule to Grace Curley Show?
Mind your business.
Mind your business. You go by the rest stop. There's a lot of people pooping in the woods. Don't worry about it. Don't slow down. Keep going. Just keep going. Put it out of your mind. Get home. See your family. Play a board game. You go to the restaurant. You don't think they're taking it seriously enough? Go to a different restaurant. I mean, I'll never forget. You know what? Maybe we'll play this on the other side because it's a great stand-up. But Sebastian Maniscalco, who I really like, he does this stand-up where he talks about Yelp. And he says, when I was younger and you went to a restaurant and you didn't like it, you know what your revenge was? You know what your follow-up was? You didn't go back to the restaurant. Now, people write novels on the internet about the asparagus and all the things they don't like about the restaurant. And that's what this reminds me of. It's like people have too much time on their hands. You're going after these places that are just trying to stay afloat because you need a hobby. You need a hobby. And if you're that scared, and I understand people have comorbidities. I say this a lot. I'm never trying to make fun of COVID. I think everyone has to do what's right for them. But at a certain point, if you're that scared, stop putting it on everybody else. Stay home. Stop going to the restaurant. Stop going to the softball game. If it's that important to you, remove yourself from the situation. That's something you learn when you're like 15. If you're uncomfortable, remove yourself. But Carol Markowitz said it best. You know, her five-year-old falls down, and sometimes he wants a Band-Aid, even if he's not bleeding. It makes him feel better. So she puts a Band-Aid on. He'll scrape, you know, he'll fall down on his knee. There's no scrape, but she'll put a Band-Aid on it. But she said, I'm not going to go around to my other kids and put Band-Aids on them because his mental anguish makes him want a Band-Aid. Just because your neighbor lives and dies by the mask doesn't mean you should have to too. Your mental anxiety and your burden is not mine to bear. It's just not. We have to move on past this. And I think it's a very small percentage of the population, but it is scary to see they do exist. Regardless, you know, it is scary to see they're out there and they're calling. When we get back, we'll find that little clip for you guys. I think you'll enjoy it. We also have Howard Lawrence Carr joining the show. Do not go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you by JJ Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, JJ Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Howie Carr, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we were talking about the snitch line and how he was able to get all of these crazy entries for me to read, and it started to get me thinking, because I always say people need to mind their business, and my second thing is people need hobbies, and it reminded me...
This is their hobby.
It reminded me of a stand-up sketch that I love. Let's play it.
Where are people getting the time to do half of the stuff they're doing online? People are living on the computer, writing reviews on restaurants that they go to. You got nothing going on with your life. I don't know. Me and my wife, we go out to dinner. I'll tell her right there, salmon sucked. Let's get the out of here. That's it. We don't run home and tattletale on the restaurant. Who's got this time to write an 18-page essay on asparagus? Who's doing this?
It's really true. You don't understand where people get the time or the motivation to tattle on their neighbors. And now, Howie, just by saying that, if I worked at a crazy corporate, you know, operation and I said that I don't think it's right that people are tattling on people for not doing what they want, I could be fired for that. I could be like Denise Foley and get fired for that statement.
Yes, you could. I mean, I think she's going to prevail in this lawsuit. I think they'll try to settle it up. I can't believe it. I can't believe they fired her still. You know, that it's just ridiculous. And it took her a while to find a lawyer. You'll notice that lawyer is from out of town. It's not a lawyer from Boston.
Yeah, I think she has a great case, though. I mean, this is where we're at, though. Everyone can have an opinion if you're a Democrat. But if you are a conservative, you are... evil. Shame on you.
Right. And I, you know, and she was reacting to a snitch solicitation email or something like that, right? I mean, she was saying, no, I don't want to do this. And she gets canceled for saying, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, and I'm glad to use that word because a lot of times people talk about cancel culture like it's a right-wing talking point. You know, we're all over, we're pouncing and we're seizing. It's a myth. It's an anecdote. But this is a real story of a woman who lost her job for expressing her opinion. And if she doesn't win, then it spells trouble for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And it also tells you, if you didn't know already, what kind of administration Charlie Parker is running. So some Republican administration, you get fired for exercising your First Amendment rights.
Absolutely. Luckily, we don't have that problem here at the Howie Carr Radio Network. Howie, what do you got planned for today?
We got all kinds of stuff. We got Dr. Marty McCary coming on from Johns Hopkins, and he wrote the great column earlier this week for the Wall Street Journal saying that of the 335 kids who died of COVID-19, not one of them really died of COVID-19. They just had COVID-19. They had comorbidities, underlying mortality conditions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it will be interesting because Dr. McCary is obviously one of the more brave voices coming out and saying, listen, no one's taking my evidence here seriously. No one's looking at the science. But as Rand Paul said, a lot of people are afraid to voice their opinions on this because they don't want to be ostracized from the medical community. But it will be interesting to see, now that you mentioned the Washington Post is on to Dr. Fauci, how many of these scientists and medical experts decide, I'm going to be a Denise Foley. I'm going to speak up and say what's on my mind.
It happens first slowly and then suddenly, like bankruptcy.
Exactly. All right, Howie Carr is coming up next. This has been another week of The Grace Curley Show.